Welcome to the Mama Truth Show, where soulful mamas embrace the whole truth of the messiness and magic of motherhood. Check us out at mamatruthshow.com. Here's your host, Amy Ehlers, the wake-up call coach.
Hello, and happy Mama Truth Monday. It's Amy Ehlers, the wake-up call coach here, wishing you a very happy Mama Truth Monday. All right, so my darlings, here we are in the midst of this Moms with Big Careers series, or Big Ass Careers, as I like to say. And today we are going to talk about working mom guilt. Ooh, just saying it makes me sad. I will say it just makes me sad because it just feels like as moms and moms with big careers, big callings, we're up to big things in the world, that it can be excruciating, the torture chamber of feeling guilty about the time away from our kids, about the energy and focus away from our kids, and really get into that inner mean girl, as I like to call it, inner critic, as most people call it, but that inner mean girl racket that she can do about spinning out of control, telling us that we're bad moms or crappy moms or horrible moms because we have these other things. And so on today's show, we're going to get in there and talk about this. And I want to actually give you some strategies. Now, before I go into that, I want to let you know about a really fun quiz that I just created, especially for visionary entrepreneurs. So mompreneurs out there, if you own your own business, if you are, or you want to own your own business, if maybe you're a coach or a practitioner or a healer, a therapist, a workshop leader, anything of that nature, I created this quiz especially for you. You can check it out at mamatruthshow.com/bizquiz, which is BIZQUIZ. mamatruthshow.com/bizquiz. And this quiz, you're going to take it. It's a very simple. It'll take you, you know, just a couple minutes to fill out the quiz. It's only 10 questions long. And I want you to answer from that gut instinct, from that intuition, so that you can really connect in with, okay, what's the number one block to the next level of my success in my business? Is it a mindset block? Is it a skill set block? We're going to get into that on that quiz. So check it out at mamatruthshow.com/bizquiz, where you can answer a few short questions and it will be revealed to you what your number one block is around getting to the next level, around growing your beautiful business to the next level, so that you can really have the contribution and make the impact that you want to have in the world. So I just wanted to share with you that super cool free tool for you to be using. Okay, now on to the mommy guilt. Let's talk about it. So, you know, I think that it's something interesting that dads do not experience in the same way. I actually think that they really don't experience it in the same way as us mamas do when it comes to that balancing act, so to speak. And if you've listened to the Mama Truth Show on the Big Fat Live Balance, you know, I don't believe in balance, but you know, I believe in harmony. And so, but it, you know, whatever you want to call it, it's like when faced with that, moms feel very different in general than dads. This is not always true, but in general, I've definitely found, especially from being a life coach for 17 years now, and working with a lot of men that were dads and working with a lot of moms that were mothers and going, wow, this is really experienced differently as moms. And it makes sense when you think of the biology of it and you think about the different hormones that are racing through our bodies when we have babies, if you gave birth to them via a pregnancy, and also just, you know, the oxytocin, that bonding thing that happens if you're nursing your baby, if you, you know, whether you're nursing them or bottle feeding them or whatever, there's just a lot of hormones that are going on for us ladies in that process that I believe can really make it excruciating for us, especially when we go back to work after having babies. And I think for men, in my experience, it's a different process and a different experience for them. So working mommy guilt in particular can be brutal because of those hormonal things that are going on inside your body and because of the way our brains work and the way and the bonding that we have with our babies. And I know my, you know, my husband's around all the time. We both work from home. he's just, let me tell you, Mamas, he's just an out of sight father. He's just incredible and amazing and so close with our girls. And they're still mama, 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 mama all the time. You know, even my 9.5-year-old, it's like, and I get it. It's, you know, it makes sense to me. And I know sometimes it can hurt his feelings that, you know, it's like, it's all about the mama show, mama truth show, ha. But, you know, it can feel like they're just way more into me than they are into him. And that leads me to a lot of guilt. So this is something that I personally experience, and it's something that I work with all the time. So the biggest reframe that I want to give you, and I really want you to feel this in your heart and in your soul, and I want you to collect evidence of this belief, which is one of the best gifts we can give our kids is showing them that we have things that are important to us besides them. One of the best gifts we can give our kids is showing them that we have things that are really important to us and that matter to us and that we love besides them, and allowing them to experience us. And I think this is very true in our marriages too, by the way, allowing for the people in our life to experience different sides of us. And for us as working moms, there is that experience of them experiencing us through the eyes of, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, through the eyes of your team members. Or, you know, for me, when my girls see me on stage delivering a keynote, that's an experience for them to see their mom up on stage, or to see, you know, go in the bookstore and see one of my books. And I know that not every mom has that particular experience, but you have some experience, whether it's you on a conference call or it's you working on your computer on a project that you're really excited about. And I think that for moms, when we look at the guilt part, there's some part in there that says, that some inner mean girl voice that's saying, it's not okay for you to have other interests. Your children should be the center of your universe, should be all that you think about. Like, if you were really a good mom, that would be how it was. And I just think that's total bullshit. I think that, in fact, I actually would say that that leads to putting a lot of pressure on our kids, because when we're their world, when they're our world and we don't have anything outside of motherhood and outside of them, it gives them a false sense of entitlement. It can, not always, but it can. And it also puts pressure on them that I better do this because this is all mom's got is me and the way that I'm showing up in the world, right? So I want you to really collect evidence of why it's right and good that you are a working mom. What's right about it? Because gosh, is it so true that our inner mean girls love to collect evidence of what's wrong about it. And so I really want you, and this is an antidote to that mommy guilt, I really want you to collect evidence about what's right about you working in the world. And then I want you to start talking about your work with your kids and saying what's right about the fact that you work. And I know that for some of you that are listening right now, you might be like, yeah, Amy, but I don't like my work. I do work that I don't love in the world. It's not something that I'm inspired by. And it's, you know, I do it because it pays the bills. And I would say, then that's right. Then collect evidence of why that's right. And of course, the life coach in me can't help but say, so let's find something that you do love. You deserve that. You really do. So collecting evidence of what's right. That's the first tip I want to give you here. Collecting evidence of what's right. Now, the second tip I want to give you about working mom guilt is I want you to really feel into what your inner wisdom knows. So if you're familiar with my work, I have the wake up call 3-step process. And anytime you're feeling that working mama guilt, I want you to do this 3-step process. And it's just one of those things that helps me so much whenever I'm feeling any negative emotion, especially guilt. I actually, honestly, it's funny, as I was preparing for the show, I had to take a sip of water there, sorry. As I was preparing for the show, I'm actually in the midst of a really big project right now, and I have a really big speaking gig that's coming up tomorrow when you're listening to the show on the 28th. at the Professional Businesswomen of California event at the Moscone Center in San Francisco. There's going to be 5,000 women there. I'm delivering one of their breakout sessions. There'll be probably hundreds of women in the room. And Hillary Clinton is one of the keynotes, which is just like one of those, you know, regardless of how you feel about her politically, she's a big deal, right? Like, talk about a woman who's busted through a lot of ceilings and had to deal with working mama guilt her whole life. So I'm in crunch mode with a lot of different things right now. And I was feeling some of that working mama guilt. I was feeling, especially this morning, I'm like, I wasn't as present with the kids as I would have liked to be. I was present with them for probably 5 minutes, and then daddy took over and did breakfast and got them out the door and all that stuff. And I was feeling bad about that. And then I went and did the 3-step process, which is what I'm going to show you right now, because it really helped me overcome that feeling that I was doing something wrong by having these big projects and by preparing for this. And so it'll lead also into the third tip that I'm going to share. Okay. So wake up call 3-step process. The first step is asking yourself, what is your inner mean girl saying? What is your inner mean girl saying? Let your inner critic rant about it. So this morning she was like, oh my gosh, you weren't present with your kids this morning. Oh, you know, they're going to have bad days because of that. You're going to have a bad day because of that. What's wrong with you? You're a crappy mom. You shouldn't have done that. You're not paying enough attention to them. Guilt, 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 guilt. That's basically what she was saying to me. Like, you're bad. You're not enough. You're not doing a good job. You're failing. That's like one of the go-tos for my inner mean girl. So you're failing. Ouch. Don't like it. No, thank you. So then you go to step two. If it's safe to do so, you can do this right now. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And ask, what does your inner wisdom know? And so my inner wisdom knows that I'm present with my girls a lot, that my girls know how much I adore them and love them. I tell them every single day. My girls know that I tucked them in last night, that I read to them last night, that I was present with them last night, and that I can be more present when they get home from school. And here's the biggest thing is my inner wisdom knows that these projects that I'm doing right now are temporary, that the amount I'm working right now, it's kind of one of those all hands on deck situations like I described on the first call in this series, right? A lot of stuff going on. And that's not actually how I live my daily life, that this is an anomaly. This is the exception, not the rule, and that's okay. And then the third step is for you to find some sort of physical movement to lock in that inner wisdom. So I just like to put my hand on my heart and just repeat back. My girls know that I love them. I am present with them. I was just present with them last night. And that this is temporary, that I won't always be working as many hours as I'm working right now. And that's okay. And that our bond is strong enough to survive a couple big projects back to back. Oh, that feels so much better. So I really want to encourage you to do that wake up call 3-step process. I tell you, it's the process that I've developed over years of coaching. It's so simple, but it's so powerful. You can pull it out of your pocket anytime that you're feeling a negative emotion, especially guilt. So I want to give you one more tip for mommy guilt. And that is for you to set the right expectations with your kids, even if they're little tiny babies. Talk to them about it, right? Really make clean agreements with them about it. Like, hey, you know, and I was just thinking, I haven't actually talked directly. I talked to my husband, like, hey, this is going to be this. I'm doing these two projects back to back. I have this big speaking gig and another project that I'm doing. And it's going to be a little bit tight, but by the end of the month, it'll be groovy. And he was like, great, go for it. Got it. Like, he gets it. And I didn't actually talk to Annabella and Evie Rose about it. So I'm going to do that tonight. That's a commitment I'm making right here on the show, people. Right? So talking to them, oh, mommy has a really big project going on at work right now. So I'm going to be working a little bit more than usual. Thank you so much for understanding and know that I love you. And this is actually going to be complete by this date. And you can even make a calendar where you have the dates showing of when that big project is over. So if you're someone that works, you know, on projects specifically in your business, in your day, and you know that there's times that are crunch time, like with my husband towards the end of the month, every month is crunch time. The beginning of the month is much more light. So we know that in our relationship. We try to arrange for that in our marriage and for the kids too. So take a look at your schedule to see if there's any patterns like that, that you can just talk to your kids about. And I think being able to communicate that to your kids and also communicate it to yourself really puts you much more at ease than if you hadn't done it. So those are my working mom tips, my mommy, working mommy guilt tips. Now, I want to let you know that there is another show called Mommy Guilt that's just general mommy guilt, that where I talk about the distinction between guilt and regret. And I just wanted to presence that here. If you have not listened to that show, definitely go take a listen to it, because it really, it's such a cool distinction. My friend Melissa McFarlane, who is my business partner for a number of years, you know, we talked about that a lot in our work together, and it just is such a good distinction. So definitely check out that show. I didn't want to repeat all of that here, but definitely check that out. All right, mamas. So we have a couple of more Mama Truth show, Moms with Big Careers, in this series here. I want to remind you to check out mamatruthshow.com/biz quiz. If you are an inspired entrepreneur, a visionary, a workshop leader, healer, coach, you name it, definitely check that out, because it's a really fun quiz to check out. And I'm so excited for you to get a chance to learn about getting gutsy with next week's guest, Jenny Fenig. Really fun interview. You're going to love it. And then finally, I just wanted to share with you that today's show has been brought to you by something really cool. I wanted to share something for our kids that is simple, powerful, and effective, because we all know that it can be challenging for teachers to get our kids to focus, to settle down, and even perk up during the after lunch slump, right? But there's something really amazing that's been happening, something that will allow teachers to help our kids and really affect the moods of our kids with just the touch of the button. Because the lighting in our kids' classrooms has been proven to have a profound effect on that energy level and that mood. And so the sponsor of today's Mama Truth show, Acuity Brands Lighting for Pupils, has created a tunable lighting system for classrooms. It's so cool. So go to mamatruthshow.com/light, mamatruthshow.com/light, to watch a short video about their tunable lighting system, and also to check out this really cool case study. That's mamatruthshow.com/light. It really is a lighting revolution. So with that, my dears, sending you so much love. Keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, mamas. Did you know that Amy has a new ebook out? It's called Sacred Self-Care for Moms, 7 Steps to Nurturing Yourself so you can be the mom you were born to be. And you can receive your free copy by going to sacredselfcarebook.com. That's sacredselfcarebook.com. And please don't keep the Mama Truth Show a secret. The biggest compliment you can give is to share the Mama Truth Show with your loved ones and write a review on iTunes. Until next time, keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood.